The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Two or three weeks ago, I was talking about the cicadas, the 17-year cicadas coming back. I haven't really seen any evidence of them here in Nashville. Now, I know they're around, but I just haven't seen any. Now, granted, I don't get out as much as I used to, but still, we haven't seen much activity with the cicadas. I understand they're big and powerful and in full force in parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and into D.C. And one thing some crazy confectioners are doing are creating a food treat. Yes, chocolate-covered cicadas are the new temporary taste trend. Now, I've had chocolate covered insects before, and let's be honest, you really just taste the chocolate and you get a little crunch. I don't want to say it's like a Nestle's Crunch bar, but in a way it is, because you don't really think about what you're crunching into, that little hard part. But there are people making lots of money right now trying to get all the cicadas they can find to create chocolate covered cicada treats, if you will. This is one I'm going to pass on. I've had enough chocolate covered insects before, and to be honest with you, chocolate covered grasshoppers taste just like chocolate covered ants, just a little bit bigger pieces.